The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. At least it's Wednesday.
You're right.
Could be worse. Still
gets excited about a Wednesday.
But it could be Tuesday. And the other week, it'd just be Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Good point.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's kick things off with our first talk back of the day.
Hey, JV Show. Okay, I have an idea to help Jess refine her weather report. What if she has to spin the chug wheel and take a chug for every day that it actually rains, but she says it's not going to rain? I think that might make her some fun stakes for her. Love you guys.
What do you guys just think?
What part of that is fun?
I love that idea.
I actually hate that idea.
I'm here for it.
Because there's so many cities in the Bay Area. I can't possibly sit here and name the weather report for every single city.
But then it's like, how do the weather reporters on like the news do it?
Well, right, they get it wrong. They do it, but they also get it wrong, like all of us.
But then how are Graham's always spot on?
Mine tend to be like just 100% accurate. Yeah. When it comes to calling rain or chances of rain, I'm like batting 1,000.
Well, I could say chances of rain because technically there is a chance that it could rain any day. Yeah, if you really think about it.
You would be misleading people. You'd be trying to cover your own inaccuracies with a bigger inaccuracy.
What's your weather balloon called, Graham?
The JV Show 2025 Live Doppler Storm Tracking Weather Balloon News Desk, the Drew Tuna.
Yeah, is Jess allowed in there, maybe?
I don't know that she's received proper training on it, but of course she can take it up anytime she wants. We have two of them. We have the Mike Nico, too.
Wow.
We have two weather balloons.
Oh, my God, I did not know that. Where do we find the budget?
Hey, let me in, you know?
So that's what all I'm saying is maybe do your due diligence and you would be able to give a more accurate weather report. I do think on those days where, and we had it happen before, it happened. Jess said, no, don't leave your umbrellas at home. No rain today.
Yeah.
And then we had people, delivery drivers and stuff calling into the show. They were very upset because they were just soaked because Jess had told them, you don't need an umbrella today. And it was pouring rain. On those days, I mean, there should be some sort of repercussion, right? Because you're disseminating inaccurate weather news, which is very valuable to our Bay Area citizens.
Maybe on those days, but it can't be every day, you guys. I'm already traumatized.
It has to be like very, very inaccurate, where it's a big deal that people are getting like drenched because Jess told
them, which has happened.
Like that example that you just said. Yeah, right. I'm here for that.
But it's been a while. I'd like to think that I
feel like you just got a weather report wrong yesterday.
Yeah, you whiffed
yesterday. That's because Graham said it was going to rain today.
There's a chance of rain today.
There is. I will say that in my report later. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but that didn't make
now
the report.
Now it's changed.
But that didn't make the report yesterday when it should have.
Because yesterday was yesterday, today's today.
We've known about the storm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For now, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
ASAP Rocky is not guilty. Remember, he was charged with 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic weapon. He was facing 24 years in prison. Well, closing arguments were Friday, and then the jury deliberated yesterday morning. And then by afternoon, the not guilty verdict is read. Remember, he turned down that plea deal for 180 days. Mm-hmm. And everyone is telling him he was stupid and should have took it. Good thing he didn't. And he kept on fighting because now he's just completely free.
I guess. It's a dice roll, though. Like to gamble because he could have been found guilty and then gone to jail for longer than 180. I don't know. It must be the Rihanna effect also. All right. It's a bit of a sports dead zone this week. The NFL season's over. The Warriors don't return to action from the All-Star break until Friday. The Giants baseball season hasn't gotten here yet. I think the San Jose Sharks are off right now on their own All-Star break, but I don't pay attention to hockey until the playoffs, so I'm not really sure what they're up to right now. So the best I can offer you is Lakers-Hornets tonight. This is one of the LA Fires makeup games in LA. Tip off 7:00. That's all I got.
Okay.
Today in the Bay, we'll see highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. I am seeing some midday sprinkles in the forecast for today, but not seeing full-on rain, like nothing crazy.
So, okay, we'll remember that.
This was Jess's proclamation yesterday. No rain in the forecast for the foreseeable future, except, well, for today. Hey, Cancer besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Someone attractive deserves your attention.
Oh.
Follow your heart and focus on your shared passions. Prioritize fun and romance. Ooh. Invent interesting possibilities together.
Look at you,
Cancer.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Wednesday to do something called Cool or Not, where we throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not? Graham, would you like to go first?
Yeah, what do you guys think, cool or not? Nike Skims.
You heard about this?
I saw the headline. heard much about them.
All right, so apparently Nike, and I didn't know this, they say Nike is in a slump, you guys. The sales are way down. Their stock has lost more than a quarter of its value over the past year, and they brought in a new CEO to try to turn things around. And their big idea? Nike Skims. They're teaming up with Kim Kardashian. You know, she has Skims, a very successful line.
Yep.
And they're just going to mush the two brands together and create Nike Skims.
But what are they, I guess, what are some of the things they're selling? Is it like Nike shapewear?
I think it doesn't really get into all the specifics,
or
but it will be
shoes.
A lot of, I don't,
oh,
and maybe, maybe they're shapewear for your feet. We don't know, but.
You can use that, Graham.
It is. They say it will disrupt the global fitness and active wear industry. And they're going to have all sorts of stuff for female athletes. So
I'm
it sounds
here for
like
it.
It's active wear and stuff. Nike Skims.
I'm not here for it.
Why?
It sounds like cute gym outfits.
It does, but also gym outfits that I can't afford.
And also, yeah, to me, it sounds like you are Nike and you're going to go groveling to the feet of some reality star and go, you are Nike, one of the most iconic brands of all time.
Okay.
And you're going to go groveling to Kim Kardashian. Oh, please help our sales. You are Nike. Put some respect on your name. But you don't need to go.
She's also Kim K. She's like a super successful businesswoman. Like Skims is super successful.
So let Skims be Skims and Nike figure
brands
out your...
Brands collab all the
figure
time.
Out your own, brands collab, yes. They don't merge all the time. This is like almost like a merge. You're joining forces on this one. Bigger than some little one-off collab where Crocs makes Hidden Valley Ranch Crocs. That's different.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I loved those.
Stop it. They're stupid. I don't know. To me, this is embarrassing. I put some respect in your name, Nike. Like, you are Nike.
I think it's
and
cool.
And you're going to go Nike Skims? It sounds stupid. I hate the name.
I love it. I love everything about this.
I love it
even more because you hate it.
I'm going not cool. To me, it's just like... I don't know. And you've seen, athleisure wear and athletic wear, absolutely take off. Hey, Nike, you should have had the foresight to be in on this and be creating lines that people wanted to buy, but you realize you can't compete with these other ones, I guess. And now you're going, what do we do? Put some respect on your name, Nike.
Yeah, I'm still going to say not cool, but I do want to see the products that they come out with.
Maybe my mind will change. Eventually.
I have an idea. They're going to look exactly like all the other athleisure wear that the market is absolutely flooded
with.
But
just neutral colors because it skims.
God. We've got enough of this.
Oh, my God. Okay, cool or not, Cheetos Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Flavor is finally happening.
Wait, so it is a real thing.
Here's another collab.
So, okay.
Cheetos and pickles.
So I know that right now there are dill pickle flavor Cheetos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't personally tried these, and I haven't even seen them in stores, so I need to know from somebody who has tried them if they're good or not. But they say that the Flamin' Hot ones are finally coming. So I think right now there's just regular Cheetos.
I didn't even know that there was pickled Cheetos. Here's the thing. I always see these like interesting like flavors and stuff, there's certain social media accounts that'll post them or you just see them pop up every once in a while. I never know if it's real or fake. If someone just generated this image just to be like, oh my God, what if? So the hot pickled Cheetos is actually happening. Do we know when?
I don't have a specific date yet. I'll double check on that. But are you guys here for this?
Yes.
Celine. I mean, Graham.
I mean, I'm here for him as a one-off. Like, I'm not going to be eating Cheetos on the day-to-day. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, I'm down to try them and eat them, but like...
Can't relate.
Yeah, me either.
I'm just kidding.
Gotta know what that processed food is doing to
you.
That ultra-processed foods are doing to your insides. Just a warning. Maybe, I'm from time to time, but if these are part of your regular diet, you've been warned.
Oh, okay. Well, once I see them in stores, I'll bring them so that we could all try them.
Yeah,
I will definitely
I feel like
try
Jess's
them.
Insides are thriving.
They are, I've never felt better. Like on the outside, I don't know, but on the inside, I feel fine.
Sure.
I'm giving it a cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Kendrick on Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit
up?
Music station. What do you mean?
What's a squabble up?
Squabble up.
Like, I feel like my stomach is squabbling up right now, but is that, am I using that properly?
No.
Oh.
Like squabble up, get ready to fight.
That's what it feels like my stomach's about.
Okay, I guess maybe in a sense, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, so you have a Google Pixel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow the Google Pixel thread on Reddit?
No, I do not.
Well, me either. But maybe you should, because that's where this guy posted this story about his Google Pixel accidentally sending a picture of his junk to all his family and friends in his contacts on his phone. He says that he went to bed one night, nothing out of the ordinary, right? He sleeps naked.
Okay, well, so
he puts the phone on the nightstand. He goes to bed. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
His alarm starts going off and he is trying to snooze it. So he's like half asleep and he reaches for his phone and he's pushing all these buttons. He accidentally hit the power button 5 times. I guess that activates the emergency SOS feature.
What's he doing hitting the power button 5 times?
Hey, that happens. I snooze my phone a lot. I don't have a Google Pixel. I have an iPhone, but every morning I'm taking screenshots of my lock screen, just trying to shut the damn thing up.
But you just swipe on the screen.
But with your eyes closed, you grab your phone and you just start hitting things to get it to just stop.
I guess. I'm not a snoozer.
So he accidentally activates the emergency SOS feature. And then that alarm ringing escalated to a blaring siren sound, according to him. So he's wide awake. He shoots out of bed. He takes the covers off. And he's like, where's my phone? What's going on? He saw that it was like trying to call 911. And so he's like, oh, my God. And it was like about to send his location and like all this other stuff to emergency like contacts and personnel and stuff. So he's like, let me just cancel that. He thought he'd canceled everything. Until he started getting messages from all his family and friends. Apparently, there's a feature that you have to go on and, like, just check your settings. He had his phone set to where, you know, when the emergency SOS feature is triggered, it'll just automatically snap a picture and send it to everyone in your emergency contact. So
What?
So he, like swung the covers off of him because he was about to get up and he had his phone and he's looking at it. So the camera is aimed at the lower half of his body and it snapped a picture and sent it to all of his family, all of his friends at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
This dude, legendary screw up. Legendary.
Oh, yeah. No.
What are the odds this happens to us normal Pixel users? That seems like a awesomely bad combination that just...
Yes. Like the stars were aligned one night and everything went wrong.
Exactly. And I do... What's the point of that feature? To show if you're in some sort of emergency situation, it's going to send a picture of like what that situation is. Like there's a bear attacking you and everyone's like, oh, I got the alert. Yep, Graham's being attacked by a bear. Like what's the point?
I don't think it's a bad feature. I mean, imagine like what if you're being like kidnapped or something?
That's true.
Snap a picture. Here's the car I'm being kidnapped in, or here's the person, or I don't know. It could come in handy. I mean, not when you're laying naked in bed, obviously.
I guess.
But I don't know. You might want to go check your settings and see what yours
maybe
is.
Turn it off.
I don't. I feel like I have a worse shot of even being able to figure out how do any of that. I don't even want to mess with that. I'm just going to leave it be and hope that scenario never arises.
But yes, you also don't sleep naked.
Do you?
You don't know.
Ew.
You don't know what I do.
I don't.
I hope you don't. Okay.
I sleep in my underwear, though. That would be an equally embarrassing picture to send to everybody in your contacts. That's a lot of people. All your contacts?
His emergency contacts.
Oh, okay.
Which was all of his family and, like, close friends.
Yeah, it was worst case scenario for this guy.
Seriously. Do I have emergency contacts?
I don't know. Maybe it's something you have to set up.
You must have to take the time to save them. Set people as your emergency contacts.
Maybe.
I've never done that. Oh, that would be sad. Just the 911 operator would get my D-pic.
Oh.
And they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Night ruined for
yeah,
her.
We should send help. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks injured.
That's his wife.
There's something wrong with it. Yeah. That does look injured.
And then if your feet are in the picture, 911 emergency. Like, this guy's going through it.
Some huge feet, and it just doesn't align with everything else. Poor guy.
It's small hands.
And look at the tiny hands holding the phone.
Guy.
Yeah. Something's wrong. Send help. Send paramedics immediately.
All right. Graham, anything else you'd like to throw in?
I wanted to throw in a pretty interesting milestone, a bit of a record. You know, you guys know I like to share the Guinness World Records. Well, this Brazilian couple, they just celebrated 84 years and 77 days of marriage. And that, my friends... is a world record. This couple married in 1940. 1940. They've been married ever since. They're now 105 and 101 years old.
Oh, my God.
They've been verified, yeah, as the longest married couple, currently married couple, I should say. The longest marriage ever lasted for 88 years and 349 days. But wow, currently they are the longest living married couple at 84 years and 77 days. I just wanted to bring that up because, look, it was Valentine's Day and that's cute. 84 years of marriage. Two thoughts. First, really quick.
Yes.
Think of how many times that poor dude has been nagged over his lifetime. 84 years of marriage. That's
wow,
a lot. That's a lot of nagging. But I did want to ask you, ladies, how many years do you think you will be married?
Forever.
Nope, not an option.
Why?
Yeah, why not? Why
what do you mean, why? Like, forever? That's you're going to live forever?
I mean, as long as I'm alive, that yeah, forever.
Okay, so how many years do you think you'll be married?
Wow, I don't want to jinx
myself.
Yeah,
you want me to, like, guess my death?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, my God, no, I don't know.
Because 84 years, sorry, that ain't an option for you.
So I'm 26 and a half, been married 1 year, so let's just say 25 to maybe, like, 90, 25, 90. Jess, you're the math whiz here.
I'm going to say, for me, I'm going to say 57. That's just the number that's coming to my brain right
so
now.
So you think Ruben will die early?
What?
She shorted the timeline by quite a bit. I think you could have gone higher than that.
Because I'm 57. No, 57 plus years, like, added to my age.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I want to know the number of years married. But okay. Yeah, that's a math equation you got to do in your own head.
Yeah, 57 years
married. Okay. Yeah, that's a long time.
I'm going to say, like, 70.
70?
So I don't see it, Selena. I'll be honest with you.
I could live to 96 and a half.
Now with your diet.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, my meal preps and my protein and veggies and rice, and that's all I eat? How dare you?
You do eat
all you've eaten for the last 4 months, but all the years prior to that have taken their toll just slightly. I think Kate and I will be married for another 60 years, right? Yeah, 60.
You're only 20.
And we've already been married for 12 years, so that'd be 72 years of marriage.
27 and a half if you got been married 12 years. So you got married and you're 15.
Right.
And then how many more years?
Another 60.
16.
Oh, dang. I got to get married first. Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
That's true. Just needs a ring first.
I'm losing points. Yeah. I mean, years.
Well, and aura points.
Oh, true. You're right. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Travis Kelce spent $140,000 on Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day.
Whoa. Yeah, I was saying that like some huge number. Dude's got a $100 million contract.
That's true. This is actually nothing. For a podcast. Could have done so much better.
Seriously.
Like, come on. Do you even like her?
Well, that's like you and I spending $80 on our significant other.
Wow, you know? You're right.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
I'm actually not impressed anymore.
I'm appalled.
this is disgusting. That
Valentine's Day sounds very peasant. Peasantry. Peasantly.
So this source says that they're both very romantic people and Travis pays very close attention to all the things that Taylor Swift likes and that she wants. And he even has...
All stop things right there because you're describing me and my gift giving to a D right there.
Yeah, but I like his gifts more.
What are
they? Well, I'm just saying he pays close attention to the things his lady wants and needs. And that's what I do.
And
you guys
he has a list on his phone.
So do I.
Of the things that she might like bring up like here that, and there. Yeah. It's so romantic when Travis Kelce does it.
But that's what I do. I have a list. I have a note folder on my phone where
it's not
I just
as romantic
jot
when it's
down the things
on an Android
all year long that my wife says that she wants or needs and that I give them to her.
I have no leg
to stand on this anymore, Selena, with the gift giving.
I didn't even get to the gifts yet.
I'm just saying
so
you
why
have
are
no,
you so upset?
No, you have no room to judge my gift giving. You've relinquished that ability.
Why?
Because your man cash-apped you at Christmas. Yeah, that was the gift. Oh. He cash-apped you.
It was Apple Pay.
The same
and
thing.
I actually really liked the money.
So that you're right. But you have forfeited
what does that
all,
have to do with Travis true. Kelce?
Like, I'm just saying you have forfeited all rights to ever make fun of my gift
giving. I didn't even bring up your gift giving. I'm talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and you got all defensive.
I brought up my gift giving.
Why?
Because you were about to describe what he got based on that he listens to what she wants and needs. And that's exactly what I do. So some of the things are gifts that my wife needs maybe more than, you know,
well, the things
romantic
that Taylor needs. when I say needs, it's Cartier watches, Louis Vuitton. Yeah, it's not really the same needs that you would gift your wife. But he did get her two watches. Those cost over $114,000 combined. Got her a love pendant necklace that's also from Cartier. Spent about $1,000 on roses. Got her some Louis Vuitton pieces. All in all, it ended up totaling over $140,000.
That is weird, though, when you are shopping for your lady. Now, she's a billionaire, and she's made $1 billion plus on her tour, and you give some gifts that total out to 100-something thousand. She's like, it costs me more to bend over and pick up this piece of luggage that you got me than it does the piece of luggage. My time is that valuable. Like, it is sort of...
Yeah. Like, what do you get?
Again, that's like the equivalent of him giving her, like, I don't know, a lollipop for, you know, a 10-cent lollipop or something, because her wealth is so, so staggering.
I know. We're also getting some clarification on Wendy Williams' living situation. You know, she's been in this assisted living facility for 8 months now, and she said that she is being treated like a prisoner. We've heard her say these things. More recently, she was talking about how she doesn't even get to go outside, like in the last month. Prior to her recent trip to Miami, she did go see her family in Miami. But she said that she only got to go out and like breathe fresh air twice in 30 days. And that was only because she had to go out for like a couple dentist appointments. Well, we're finding out more about why she's being treated like a, quote, prisoner in this assisted living facility. It's not because of her dementia diagnosis. It's because early on in her stay there, she went all the way up to, like, the restaurant in this building, and she got wasted.
How is that an option in this? How is that an option?
It shouldn't have been for her. So that's why they were, like, mad that she was served alcohol and that she was, like, ordering it. And that's why they're like, okay, we're going to have to, like, you know, move her to a unit that's more secure, because the unit she was on, she had access to the elevator. She can come and go. After that incident, they're like, no, we can't like just have her going wherever she wants all the time. We have to keep an eye on her. So they moved her to a different floor, or they tried to, where they have security guards to make sure like no one is out just wandering around doing things they're not supposed to be. But then they there wasn't a room available there. And so that's where they had to keep her on the same floor, but issue her some security. And then she started complaining that she feels like a prisoner, but it's because she had gotten drunk and you're not supposed to do that. It's not good for her. And they wanted to keep a watchful eye on her. And then they started lying to her because she was asking about the restaurant. They had to tell her it was closed for construction. But like for months, like
she's
just
like,
wasn't
happy
open.
Hour? I know. They're rebuilding it right now.
But that is what, that's where all this stems from.
Wendy Williams doesn't strike me as someone that likes the outdoors particularly. You know, like, you want to go in the outdoors? Wendy's like, no, I'm good here. But now that she can't have access to it.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they don't have like a little courtyard or something somewhere where she can open a window
and step outside on a balcony?
Nothing?
Yeah, like some activities for her to do so she's not just bored in there.
According to her, she's like not allowed anywhere. Anywhere. And I don't think she likes the outdoors. Like, she wants to go for hikes, but maybe like smoke break. Or something.
Yeah. Smoke break.
You know?
Got it.
Have a cocktail outside. Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment. Say your goodbyes to KFC.
No.
They're no longer going to be affiliated with Kentucky. So I think their new name has to just be FC or maybe TFC, because that's where they're moving their corporate headquarters. What? Out of Kentucky and into Plano, Texas. TFC is what they should be called. Yum Brands, which owns KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, they're moving a bunch of their operations into their two brand headquarters, one of which is in Plano and the other is in Irvine, California. So I guess there's a chance they could become California Fried Chicken. But, you know, nationally, that
doesn't have the same ring
to
it.
Well, KFC will not, of course, be changing their name, but the mayor of Louisville, very, very distraught and upset. He's like, this is a piece of Kentucky. This is our heritage. This is Kentucky Fried Chicken, and there's a lot of jobs here. There are going to be some jobs that remain there at their building, but the majority of the operations moving out. So the Louisville mayor, not so happy about that.
Aww.
There's 24,000 KFC restaurants in over 145 countries. That's
there
a lot.
Is?
24,000 KFCs out there, and I don't go to a single one of them.
Yeah, I haven't gone in a long time.
Yeah, this stuff like sounds good to me. I'm always like, yeah, I want that, but I don't ever.
Finger licking good. Ever since they got rid of their potato wedges, it's like, why even bother?
Oh, you're on strike.
Why even go? Yeah.
I guess.
Not the same. It ain't the same.
I just eat it when my mom buys it and I'm at her house. Because it's just nicer that way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to What the Bleep. You know, you could win a JV Show chug mug. This is like our first piece of JV Show merch. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it's our only piece of JV Show merch.
Yeah, it's our first and only. Probably our last.
You can only win it right here. Okay. So here's what you got to do. You got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on that new and improved iHeartRadio app. It's really easy to do. Just listen up. Here is today's clip.
The batteries in my died and it's so annoying because now I have to use my fingers and it's so much slower.
Oh my God. Struggle
Whoa, is real. Yeah, the struggle is real. Jeez.
Get your mind out of the gutter, girl.
But yeah, this is a family show.
I'd get the kind that are rechargeable. That I think always. Most of them are rechargeable. Ah. Anyways, all right. Yeah, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Kind of a tricky one because I can only think of one thing.
Me too.
Leave your guess on the talkback mic on the newly improved, like Selena said, iHeartRadio app. Have you seen the new improvements on there?
I have.
You guys, they're fresh. Loving it. They're dope. They have presets now. And while you're there, how about this, Selena? Before you leave your guess, why not have Wild 94.9 as one preset, and then the JV Show podcast as your next preset. There's more slots after that, but you don't need them.
Who
those
cares?
Are your two priorities.
Throw those away.
Yeah, but the new iHeartRadio app is is very cool. All right, and leave us your name and your city along with your guests on that talkback mic.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you win this chug mug. You know, all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you miss today's clip, listen up. And before I play this, remember, this is a family show, despite what it sounds like, okay?
The batteries in my died, and it's so annoying because now I have to use my fingers, and it's so much slower.
Slower, but I feel like your fingers know their way around there, right?
I mean, they've done it before, so yes.
There you go.
Hey, we're on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
That word is always something clean, so make sure your guesses are clean as well. Please and thank you. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Hi, this is Wynn from Lakethrop. I'm guessing the bleep out word is TV remote. All right, have a great day.
TV remote.
That's the most popular guest coming in this morning. Remote. Would you guys even know how to operate your TV without the remote?
No, I can't even find the buttons.
Yeah, I don't even know where mine are at. Probably on the side somewhere.
I've checked mine. I don't even know if my TV has buttons. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe
I had
mine
a
doesn't.
TV where the buttons, were integrated in and you kind of swiped your finger over them or whatever. And like, how am I supposed to find them? There's no label there. Like, so
yeah, I don't know.
What am I supposed to just guess and check? Oh, channel up, volume down. Like, why? No. If you don't have the remote, that the TV's
you're
as good
rude.
As done.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Tiffany from San Jose. My guess is electric toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
You brush with your finger? We've all done that at one point, right?
Yeah.
We have, but I would just replace it with a
regular
one.
Toothbrush at home.
And brushing with your finger doesn't actually do anything, does it?
It does absolutely nothing, but it makes you feel better.
It
like
helps
you,
your breath,
like
at
you
least.
Did.
A little bit, yeah.
Barely.
Good morning, JV Show crew. This is Luis from San Jose. My guess for the bleep that word is stylus or the Apple Pencil for her iPad. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good guess. Mm. That is a good guess. I do not have one of those.
So me neither.
What, you're using your fingers like some cavemen?
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, those guesses, leave them on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
The batteries in my died and it's so annoying because now I have to use my fingers and it's so much slower.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm having trouble thinking of anything.
But it is a lot slower. Yeah, when you have to use your fingers.
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show. We know that.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Jose. I'm calling from Redwood City, and I think the bleeped out word of the day is massage gun. Thank you.
Massage gun. That's two words. That was we'll take it.
Well, very popular guest this morning. Some variation of that massager, personal massager. Oh, a lot of massaging, and that's a good guess because you have to go back to your fingers.
Yeah, don't
you just gotta
feel
start
the
fingering
same.
Yourself.
No.
Good morning, JV Shows. This is Melissa from Concord, and I think the bleep out word is sewing machine. Okay, bye.
Sewing machine.
machine. That's two words also.
There's another one that got several guesses, though. Sewing machine. Are sewing machines battery operated nowadays? I don't know. It's been a long time since I was sewing.
I thought you plug it in.
Yeah, I think you plug it in, but I'm sure there's some out there that
Everything's
have batteries.
Everything's on battery now, right? It's got to be.
Hey, JV Show. This is Sean from Alameda. My guess for the bleeped out word is fob, like for a car to unlock the car. Have a good day.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
Interesting.
What do the new cars do? Because the new, you know, they have the fob where the key pops out of it like a switchblade, right?
Yeah.
And you can unlock it. But then there's new ones that it's just a fob, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a physical key anymore. There's no keyhole in all these new. So what do you do when that thing dies?
Yeah, you change the battery.
So you just have to change the battery.
Yeah.
And
yep, and then it's good as new.
There's no manual option is what I'm getting at.
No. You can just, like for mine, I can open the door, but that's because mine does have the little key in there. But
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, that's so old school.
Turn my car on.
So old school.
What year is this, Jess?
Oh, I'm kidding. I have a regular metal key. That's all I have.
This is Samantha from San Jose, and my guess is mouse. The mouse on your laptop or computer.
A mouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
The batteries in my mouse died, and it's so annoying because now I have to use my fingers, and it's so much slower.
Oh, you know? You're fingering your touchpad.
Yeah, basically.
I would have never guessed that.
That is frustrating, though. If you're used to using a mouse and then you have to go to the little touchpad thing. Oh.
And then forever. Trying to like get to where you want it to go, it just takes, it takes too long.
There are people that work their entire workday on that little touchpad. And I'm just like,
how?
Why? But I guess you just get used to it and adapt. All right, let's give some shout outs. First and foremost to Samantha in San Jose.
Woo!
What's up, Samantha? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. There are a few people that got it this morning. Not as many as I thought, but it was a little tricky. Our buddy Victor, also in San Jose, had it. Mateo in Fremont. Annie in Vallejo had it. So Rebecca in Concord. Our buddy Dr. Buddy Lee out of Nashville. What's up? Dr. Buddy Lee, JV Show numero uno in Nashville right now, which is a big achievement. TJ in Livermore had it correct. So did our buddy David in Richmond. RJ in Hayward. What's up, RJ? And Aisha?
Yeah.
Aisha in Santa Cruz. She said computer.
Mouse.
Jess's handwriting would lead you to believe that says Puerto. That's a P.
It's not a
hey, whatever. Amongst a few other people that came with the correct answer and got him in very late, you got to be the first one if you want to win. So tomorrow, come with that correct answer, but just do it
faster.
That's how I would win.
Yep. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, like Graham said. 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we go to the phone to get to the Yup Nope game, we got a talk back from our Chug Mug, you know, What the Bleep winner.
Mm-hmm. Woo! This is Samantha from San Jose. I'm so excited for the Chug Mug. And then I also have a push to start. And so, key tip, if you have a push to start and your battery is dead, you can typically hold the key and push the push to start button with the key, even with the battery dead, and somehow it starts it. Ask me how I know, because I freaked out when my battery died and I had no way to start my car. And I looked it up online. And yeah, it starts the car that way. Bye.
Oh my God, life hack.
Good to know.
So she's saying if you have a push to start car and your little fob thing is dead, you just push that into the push to start button and it works?
Yeah, like you hold it close to it.
There were a couple people that left us a talk back saying that exact same
thing.
I had never heard of that.
Me either.
My car is not your traditional push to start because sometimes I have to get out and actually push the car to get it to start. So I think that's a different thing. You're talking about cars that are push to start by a button.
Yes.
Oh,
completely
right. Yeah, mine's a different kind of push to start.
Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Gerardo. How are you guys?
We are great, Gerardo. Thank you so much. How are you? How's your morning going?
So far, so good. I'm taking my daughter and my niece to school. I got my wife in the car as well.
Why does everyone still have school? I thought it was ski week.
My kids are in school.
Not for us.
Really? Interesting. Okay. Well, what's your daughter's name and your niece?
My daughter's name is Alexandra. We call her Allie. My niece, Gigi, and my wife, Raina.
Hi, everyone. All right. So you guys are going to be playing the JV Show Yup Nope game. Now, I feel like you guys want to make it a little team effort, which is totally fine. Yep. Just a little tip. Do not waste too much time deliberating. You want to just get the answer out as quick as possible so you don't run out of time. Okay.
Gotcha.
Here's how it works. We're going to ask you four questions, get three correct, and you win.
Tickets to see Alessia Cara.
Here we go. Question number one. What is the name for a three-dimensional shape that is a solid or hollow tube with long straight sides and two circular ends that are the same size?
Oh, my goodness.
Just think about it.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's the name for a three-dimensional shape that's a solid or hollow tube? Now, think of a tube. It's got those long straight sides and then the two circular ends that are also the same size.
You guys have any idea?
You know this. Yeah, you know this.
You definitely know it.
Oh, God.
A tube.
Tube.
What shape?
Take a guess. A you're running out of time.
I know.
You guys have a guess?
No. A cylinder. It's a cylinder.
A cylinder.
I told you, you knew it.
Son of a cylinder. All right, question number two. In a standard deck of cards, there are four different suits. What are the names of the two black suits?
Spades and club.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Smarty Pants, here's question number three. South Dakota shares a border with six other U.S. states. Just name two of them.
North Dakota.
Obviously.
Wyoming?
God dang it.
It is. It is. Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Montana are the other states. That's kind of, I got to look at a map.
I don't even know where those states are to verify all that.
All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. Julius Caesar is known for the quote, "I came, I saw, I blank.
I conquered."
There you go.
Yeah, I conquered.
To see Alessia Cara at the Masonic.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Good job. All right. I'm going to let you get back to driving. You guys in the back, have a great day at school. Hang on, Gerardo.
It's a cylinder, you guys.
All right. Cylinder. All right, hang on. Graham, we got some shouts.
We do. Everybody's in my DMs as usual. I got one says, hey, I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my son, Dominic. It's his 7th birthday today. Thank you. That's from mom, dad, and sister, Mika. So happy
Woo!
Birthday, Dominic.
Happy birthday! Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one here. Hey, Graham, please shout out a belated happy 10th birthday to Arya. Her birthday was on February 15th, but she was sick last week. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school, and she loves when you say,
who gives a fart?
We love you, Arya. That's from Dad, Mom, Taylor, and Zoe. So happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, I should say.
Happy Who gives a fart?
One more here. I like this one a lot. This DM, this mom in my DMs here. It says, morning, Graham. This is off topic, but you are handsome. Your wife is blessed.
Oh, God, I'm disgusted.
I love this one. I would like to send a happy birthday to my son, Emmanuel Espino. He is 25 today, my firstborn, and mom is so proud. I love you, and that's from Sharifa. So, I mean, very special shout-out to Emmanuel Espino, because your mom, I don't know if dad is in the picture or not, but after hearing that DM.
You can be dad.
He might not be, so happy birthday.
Who gives a
happy
fuck?
Happy birthday.
That's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Janessa from Vallejo. Just wanted to give my wonderful girlfriend, Alicia, a happy birthday shout out. Thanks, y'all.
Sorry. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alicia. Oh! Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, never
Good
mind.
Point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Blake Lively has filed an amended complaint to her original lawsuit. So she's making some changes and she's adding some things. So she's filed, her and her team, a 141-page document where she lays out new allegations that paint Justin Baldoni in a negative light. Now she's saying that she's not the only one that was sexually harassed by him. Two other women on the set of It Ends With Us also got weird vibes from him, also have allegations of their own, and are both willing to testify against him when this goes to trial.
Here we go.
The two women are unnamed in this amended complaint, but Blake says that they gave her permission to share, you know, their stories a little bit. There's one female cast member who even reported her concerns to Sony when they were working on the film. So Justin Baldoni is aware of the complaint and even responded to her and is like, hey, look, I'm sorry you feel this way. Adjustments will be made moving forward. But Blake is saying that Sony or Wayfarer, the other, like, you know, major company here, they did nothing to like investigate her claims. They just kind of like swept it under the rug and just kept it moving.
They brought it to his attention. Isn't that them doing their part? And aren't people allowed to adjust their behavior if they think, like, some people are touchy-feely hug type of people and can't do that in the office if somebody's not a hug type of person? You know, there's all sorts of kind of new workplace regulations. And if he agreed to adjust his behavior going forward, then there was no incident after that. He's kind of a creepy guy. Just, my wife watched the movie. She's like, I'm creeped out by this guy. I find him very creepy. Some people just have a creepy vibe, but that doesn't mean they did anything wrong.
Blake Lively goes on to say that another female cast member confided in her that she also felt uneasy on set, and her concerns were documented in writing nearly a year before editing on the film had started. So there's like a, you know, a little paper trail of all the uneasiness that was felt here.
A little bit. But do you think this is Blake Lively drumming up some of this to help her side that's been taking a very big hit of
not
late?
Putting that past her at this point. Everything's an option.
I know.
They've also added a defamation claim to the amended complaint, accusing Justin's lawyer of making inflammatory content to media outlets. Making up things, I guess, to tarnish Blake's reputation.
But she's done the same for him.
I know.
They're both doing it to each other.
Blake Lively's also trending for another reason, because her friendship with Taylor Swift just seems to be on ice right now. There are a lot of reports that you may have seen that Taylor is just stepping away from her friendship with Blake Lively right now after Justin Baldoni said in his lawsuit that Blake Lively name dropped Taylor and like used her basically to try to intimidate him. In meetings, like, I have my dragon, Taylor Swift, and, you know, that type of stuff. So, as of now, according to these new reports, Taylor has not been communicating with Blake Lively. In fact, she was invited to SNL 50 and didn't go because Blake was going to be present.
Oh. You think that's the sole reason?
And Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I don't think she would have went anyways. But no, they're saying that she's like working on new stuff. Like, she has a whole career that she needs to protect and a new album that she, you know, wants to start working on and drop eventually. And she can't have this like affecting her business.
Ooh. We're talking about Taylor Swift, though. You think her new music would be tarnished by this?
But she didn't.
Swifties would buy anything. Taylor Swift could fart in a CD case and they would buy it. Do you know what I mean? They're Swifties. They'll buy anything. She doesn't have to worry about her image being tarnished.
I think it's more her reputation that she wants to protect. And we know how tight they keep that. Her team.
I understand that. But I think they're exaggerating this. Just a teensy bit.
But that's what all the reports are saying, that these are all the reasons why she's taking a step back from her Blake Lively friendship.
Right.
For now. But we'll see. Graham, what do you have?
All right, remember how a bunch of houses of NFL and NBA players and other pro athletes were being broken into while they were away at road games?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, Bobby Portis, among several other victims. And yesterday, federal prosecutors in Tampa charged 7 reported members of a South American theft group with those crimes. The defendants are accused of stealing valuables worth more than $2 million. These men, look, they didn't really crack the code on anything, and they weren't the smartest, because all they did was study the athletes' schedules, and I use the term study very loosely, just knowing they're on a road game, which anybody can look up, and then they would show up to the house and break a window or use a crowbar to pry open a sliding glass door, and then once they were inside, it was a free-for-all. They got watches, jewelry, merchandise, and all sorts of other stuff before they would leave the residence. It says in this report that the group normally uses, quote, throw phones for 1 month periods to thwart law enforcement. Is a throw phone just another way of saying a burner phone?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Like a throwaway phone.
Yeah, you just use it for a short time and then throw it. Throw phone, apparently, is that. That's the new word for the burner phone. You remember the FBI issued a formal warning at the end of last year to all the sports leagues about these organized theft groups targeting professional athletes, particularly when they are away on road games. So I think a lot of athletes have taken more precautions since. These guys, their big misstep was that when they were arrested and they looked through, maybe these guys throw phones or regular phones, I don't know, there were a lot of pictures of them posing, wearing like the big chain, you know, like Joe Burrow's chain and stuff like that. And they were wearing a lot of this stuff and the watches. And these are one of a kind, you know, like diamond encrusted watches and stuff. It's like, when you're posing with all that stuff in pictures, you guys, like, the evidence is going to be stacked thoroughly against these
guys. It would be hard not to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to try it on the chain.
You try it on, of course, but then you got to send it to all your friends and be like, hey, like, look what I got. How does it look?
Right.
But delete it off your phone. Come on.
Yeah. No, so they these guys are going to be going away.
All right.
Well, good, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Graham, for that info.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you got some drama.
I need some other parents' opinions on this, because this is one that I grappled with a bit myself internally about whether or not I handled this situation correctly. But I got into a major standoff with my son. He's 7 years old. All right. Now, here's what happened. We were playing in the yard at the new house, and there's we have some big trees back there, and I'd been getting on my kid lately about, like, go outside, climb a tree, and we talked about that before on the show, and I showed him how to climb the tree, and then I injured myself. And
how is that injury, by the way?
It's better, but it took weeks and weeks and weeks to heal up. I really hurt my leg up there. Watch this, son. I'll climb the biggest tree out here. Then I almost broke my leg. But
broke my leg!
I would have been so upset if I broke my leg. Anyways, so we're out, this is over the weekend. He climbs up partway into this tree. Now, when I say partway, I mean the very first branch. This thing is probably, I don't know, 3.5 feet off the ground. It's a very low branch.
Okay.
A small child can climb up onto this very easily. So he climbs up. He's up on the branch. Ha, 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 having a great time. Dad, I need you to get me down. And I looked at him and said, no. If you are able to climb up to something, you have to be able to, because what if I wasn't here? You have to be able to climb back down or just jump down, figure it out. And this is where the standoff began.
Uh-oh.
Because he's, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Now, I need to just remind people before they think I'm like, this is child abuse.
You're a monster.
When he's sitting on this branch and his feet are dangling, I mean, this kid jumps off the back of the couch is higher than that. It's not that high, but for whatever reason, he thinks the bark is going to scrape him on the tree, or he's going to get injured when he impacts the ground from such a high velocity, you know, whatever he thinks. But you guys, this is like jumping off the back of the couch, which he does routinely. He uses our house like a damn gymnastic set, you know? So here he is, he's in the tree. And I said, and he said, no, you got to get me down. I can't jump down. And I said, no, I will not. You have to be able to get yourself down. Now things escalate from there, because he's starts to get more upset. And I'm going through all the different options. Look, slide over to this side and just, you know, put your hands on one branch and then just whoop, drop down to the ground. You won't get hurt. There's a soft pile of leaves down here and everything, you know. And I'm going through all the things, and he's getting more upset, and I'm starting to get more upset, but I'm not going to break on this. I refuse. You have to be able to. I even said, look, I'm going to take a picture of you sitting on this branch, and then I'm going to show it to you so you can see how close your feet are to the ground. This is
ridiculous.
Do you
have the picture? Can we see it?
Yes, I'll show it to you in a minute.
Okay, great.
I'm telling you, his feet are almost touching the ground. It's the biggest non-drop in the history of, and look, you can't expect your kids to be you, but when I was a kid, we were jumping off things like 8-10 feet tall, you know, like we were jumping off high stuff back to the ground.
Yeah.
And when you're 7, you don't really have to worry about getting injured. Your bones are feel like you're made out of rubber. It's different, you know, than when you get a little older. Like, you can withstand these greater impacts. Again, we're talking about 1.5 feet off the ground, max. And it just asked, and then he started crying a little bit. You have to let me down. And we had some friends coming over. I'm like, look, we got to get back to the house. Your friend, he had kind of a play day. I was like, when are your buddy's about to get here, you know, and you're going to be stuck up in the tree. No, I can't. I can't get down. I was like, well, then I'm going to have to leave you out here tonight. And you're going to have to spend the night in this tree.
Oh my God.
And I was like, it's going to get pretty cold. You know, I start walking away. No, let me, Dad. You're the worst, Dad. Oh, and he's letting me. And he's yelling. He's very upset. I was like, no, I am not going to let you down. When you jump, when you eventually jump down, you will thank me because, look, now you've, I was like, you have to be able to conquer your fears. And if you're afraid of this little tiny minuscule jump, look, everyone's afraid of different stuff, but you have to conquer your fear here and you're going to look at me and say, wow, I can't believe I was scared of that, you know, and I refused. I would not. I'm not letting, this went on for almost 25 minutes.
Oh my God.
Because I will not, I'm not going to cave and pick this kid off of this one little branch. Because I cannot say enough how low it was.
No.
So eventually then his friend shows up and I see his friend running back to the yard and I turn around to go greet his buddy. And of course, while my back is turned, he jumps down. And I turn around and see him. Now he's got a little bit of a sheepish smile going. And I said, okay, how was the jump down? And he, was it that bad? And he's like, no, it wasn't that bad. But I'm still mad at you! And then he ran away. But you guys, what would you have done in this situation? I didn't want to spend my entire afternoon out there in this standoff, but you have to put, at some point, I wasn't going to lose this battle. You have to jump down. If you climbed up or something, you've got to be able to figure out your way back down.
Me, personally, I'm not going to force my kids to do something that they are too scared to do. It's just not the right time. We're going to try it again later. Yeah. I would have compromised and been like, hey, you jump, I'll catch you. And then maybe another time, maybe next time when you see it's not that bad, you can maybe
my reflexes aren't fast enough to catch him because he's that close to, he'd be on the ground before I caught him. It's that close to the ground.
I know, but because still it would have made him feel better and not like Dad is just leaving him out, you know, just to dry.
It's going
to
get pretty cold out here tonight. It's going to get pretty cold. You're going to have to sleep up there. He's like, fine, I'm going to sleep up here. I can't get down.
No.
I'm going to sleep up here. And I was like, well, show me what position you're going to sleep in because I'm worried when you fall asleep, you'll fall off and land on that soft pile of leaves below you.
No, because you say that he has to conquer his fears, which
and
I understand.
And he did. He conquered them.
But he also has to know that anytime he's in trouble, Dad is right there to help him out.
I agree with that. If he was in trouble, he wasn't in trouble.
He felt like he was in trouble.
But that's 7-year-old trouble.
Of leaves right below him, the 18 inches down.
All right.
Also, why are you so stubborn?
You can't.
That's where he gets it from, too.
Look, yeah, he's probably giving me a taste of my own medicine, but it's like, it's these, you have to win some of these battles if you want to think of it that way, but you have to, otherwise your kids are going to just walk all over
but
you.
But it's also
eventually.
Pick
they're
your
gonna
battles.
Know you, they're going to know you're, and I picked this one.
Oh, you okay. spent 25 minutes.
Listen, you have some advice for Graham. You want to weigh in, leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app. How would you have handled this? What should Graham have done? That talk back mic is always open.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, can we get a quick major standoff recap?
Yes, over the weekend, my son climbed up into a tree at our new house and then begged me to get him down because he couldn't figure out how to get down and he was scared and it led to some tears and it turned into a major standoff because I said, no. If you climbed up there, you have to be able, that means there's a way to climb back down. You need to figure that out. Now, he started to yell a lot. We don't have a lot of neighbors at the new house, but they could definitely hear that. And he was really making it sound like I was the worst parent of all time. And I think he said that verbatim a few times. He was really upset with me. And I took a picture and it is now posted at JV Morning Show. You can see the height of the branch that he refused to jump down from. And this standoff went on for almost a half hour until he eventually did jump down and was not horrifically injured because the jump was so close. It's not even a jump. It's like a step down from a tree. But I said, no, I am not going to help you down. Now, I did want to ask other parents, did I handle this right? Because I almost caved a few of the times. You know, when your kid is really in distress and they're telling you that they're scared and it's super easy.
You want to help them.
I could have bailed them out of that situation and in no time at all and grabbed him and put him on the ground. But I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And it was not easy. But I said, you're just going to have to sleep out here tonight. I'm going to leave you out here until you figure it out.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leah from Campbell. I think you did the right thing, Graham. He's a boy. And even if he was a little bit higher than that, he learned his lesson. That was a lesson well learned. So good job, Graham.
By the way, is the picture up on our Instagram?
Yes, check it out, Jamie. You can see this ridiculously high branch that he was on.
It is kind of lumpy.
Stop it!
I can see how it could have been scary from like where his head is looking down. Like that's a pretty good.
And then there's
some
branches really nearby. Like if he landed wrong and like.
If he would have rolled his ankle or something?
Then there's another lesson. Get strength in your ankles. I don't know. I reminded many times. I was like, keep in mind, your eyes are up here, so it feels higher. But look at where your feet are. They're right next to the ground. Step off the dang branch.
Yeah, I would have just helped him down. But I guess the lesson here is, Graham, that like dad's not going to put you in a situation where you're going to get hurt.
Right.
You know? But we have more talkbacks.
I agree with Graham. And actually, after about 10 minutes, I probably would have gave him a little nudge just to get down.
You would have pushed him off the tree?
It crossed my mind. Just give him a little.
Oh, my God, no.
You'll be fine. Hey, mama bird pushes baby bird out of the nest at some point. You got to learn to fly. Here you go.
That's different. They actually do fly.
Yeah, but kids actually do step out of a 1 foot drop out of a tree.
I don't know. It seems too dangerous.
Stop it.
Great job, Graham. I think you did the right thing. We, as parents, we always want to be there for our kids, but there are times we will not be able to. Like when they're at school or hanging out with friends and they have to make tough decisions and stick with it and deal with the consequences, whether good or bad. But they need the opportunity to see that they can do it themselves. I think you did the right thing. Good job. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, you too.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that left talkbacks this morning. Selena, as hard as I tried, and we had a lot of talkbacks on the topic, everybody was on my side on this one.
Hey, that's fine.
It was very validating for me because I'm telling you, it tugged at my heartstrings, I thought about bailing him out.
Dad guilt.
I put my foot down, and he was fine.
All right. This just lets me know that if I was a parent...
You'd be a bad one?
I would be a helicopter parent for sure. Like... No, don't get on that. No, don't grab this. No, like, so I think I'm better off.
That's me. I'm a coddler.
We're not doing our kids any favors, you guys.
I know, but they're just babies, you know?
Even
though they're like 13 and talk back. Like,
even though they're 13 and mean to me.
It's so mean.
They hate me. They're just sweet little babies. Yeah. I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's do one final talk back. Graham, you were talking about the major standoff with your son, Ford.
Yeah, he did not want to jump down out of this tree that he climbed up in, and I refused to help him. You have to figure out how to get back down. Most people on my side, pretty much all of our listeners that wait in the talkbacks on my side saying, I did the right thing. It's a little bit of tough love, but he had to learn that lesson.
Hey, y'all, it's Hazel from San Francisco. I just wanted to add a little bit to Graham's situation. I have a 17-year-old, and I have a little one. But the thing I realized with the 17-year-old is he doesn't remember any of the times I took him to places. He remembers the times I made him not feel safe or I made him upset. And I think with our kids, we just have to remember that. And I think you just created your son's villain story. Sorry.
Oh, my God. She's right.
This might be the start. His villain story. It all comes back to the one low tree branch he wouldn't step off of. Again, if you want to see the height of this tree branch, and a lot of people have left talkbacks just bursting out laughing once they've seen the picture of how low this branch was to the ground. It is up on our story, JV Morning Show on Instagram.
Can I ask something about the picture?
Sure.
Because we have Ford's head cropped.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys back to not wanting to post your kids a lot on social media for like privacy reasons? I know you guys did that when they were much, much younger.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel that, and sometimes, and then I know he would be embarrassed by me telling this story, and so, and he would be embarrassed of that picture. So I'm trying to be somewhat respectful of his privacy a little bit.
Boundaries. We have to respect our kids' boundaries, even though our parents didn't respect ours.
I just know that. He's 7 and he is now at that age where he is feeling embarrassed about things.
Yeah.
Your kids, when they're younger, they're immune to being embarrassed, right?
They don't say anything.
They do anything at the most inopportune times. They don't feel embarrassed. He's now at that age, and I learned that because his grandma had to drive him to school the other day, and she didn't have the regular booster seat for him. She only had the old school car seat in the car. She didn't have a booster seat. And he had to ride in like the little kid seat.
Oh.
And when he was getting out of the car, a couple third graders saw him getting out, and
of
they were
car seat.
And they were laughing at him. And he said, "Dad, I've it was so embarrassing. These third graders saw me getting out of this seat, and it like it hurt me a little bit. So I do want to like not embarrass him. So I cropped his head off the picture, but it doesn't. It's
we
still
know
embarrassing.
It's him.
Step off the stupid branch. It was so low to the ground."
Aww. All right, you guys, I want to know what you think about this. There could be a new law that would force movie theaters to list the actual start times for movies. Because, you know, no one likes sitting through 20 minutes of trailers.
I love this.
Right before. So you're here for it, yeah?
Yes.
Graham?
Yeah. My family, we go to the movies a lot. And the length of the stuff they pack before a movie has gotten exponentially longer.
It's like 30 minutes.
It is insane. I don't need a commercial about the theater's sound system. I just don't. You've already got me. I'm already here. Don't sell me on the features of the theater. I'm already in the theater. I don't care. Show me the movie.
Now, I do agree with you guys, but let me ask you this, because Selena, if they remove the trailers, do you think you'll make it to the movie on time? Because I feel like that kind of gives you a little bit of wiggle room before you get there.
It does. If me and my man go to a movie, we don't go when it's listed for. We have like a 20-minute buffer.
Okay.
And then we show up.
I would need to know that this is the new policy, and then we would still.
It's like if I know it starts at that time, then that's the time I would shoot for.
Because my family will go. There's by the Napa Theater, the one that we go to. There's this pizza restaurant over there. I think it's called Forge. We'll go order our food and sit down at the time that the movie starts. That's how long I know, and we will make it to the movie onto the second we walk in and sit down. Right when the movie starts. I'm telling you, we'll eat an entire pizza and sit down at a restaurant. And by the time we walk over there, that's when the movie starts.
Oh my God, that's a long time.
There's a crazy amount of stuff before movies.
Yeah, I just need enough time to like pick up my Buffalo Wild Wings and stuff it in my bag. Yeah. And pick up my little like wine bottles, put that in my bag to sneak in and the candy and all that stuff.
Will you go full B-Dubs Wings into the theater?
No.
I know, I haven't before, but I mean, I always go to the theater in Union City at Union Landing, and there's a Buffalo Wild Wings right across the street. So, I mean,
so why not combine your two loves? You love going to the movies and you love Buffalo. You love
that's true.
B-Dubs. Why not just bring them in?
Just throw them in a little Ziploc bag.
I guess I would. Haven't done it yet.
So messy.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, movie theaters not very happy about this because this would mean that they lose a lot of money, which they are already, you know, having to compete with streaming, and a lot of advertisers wouldn't really find any point in putting their commercials if people are not going to be watching them. But I'm here for this.
Hopefully
they eventually pass.
They should just put two times on there. It should be the take your seats time and then the start time.
Yes.
And
so
then you know where your window is.
That Agreed. Is what they are pushing for. So
okay,
hopefully.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Love that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Ryan Reynolds' joke on SNL 50 was his idea. Now, in case you missed it, this past weekend, it was SNL's 50th anniversary special, and there's one moment in particular that went pretty viral. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, they were fielding some questions from the celeb-filled audience, and then Ryan Reynolds stands up.
Who else has a question?
I have a question.
Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi.
Hey. Ryan Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why, what have you heard?
An obvious reference to the ongoing drama with him and Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni and the lawsuits and all that stuff. So people wanted to know, like, was that planned? Was it improv? Because Blake Lively, she looked a little shocked. Well, one of the SNL cue card holders did an interview. Why? I don't know. But this person said that Ryan Reynolds actually had a different line in rehearsal, and he pitched that line to replace it. So apparently him and, you know, Blake rewriting things and scenes and scripts, this is just what they do. But that was his idea, to replace it with that joke. The SNL cue card holder said they wouldn't ever do anything too controversial unless that celeb was in on it.
Right.
So
I thought
Ryan and Blake, they were well aware.
Well, I thought it was great. I thought the joke landed
well.
It was well timed. The timing was good. It was very funny.
All right, so Meghan Markle, a Spanish town, is considering suing her. Have you guys heard about the change to her lifestyle brand? Remember, it was called American Riviera Orchard?
American Riviera Orchard is the name of her brand.
You don't remember this?
No.
She was selling jam?
What?
We talked about this.
I maybe remember the jam, but not the name of the brand.
That was the name of the brand.
The most ridiculous name I've ever heard.
So she posted a video and she's like, you know, I thought at the time that was such a great name, but then I realized it really limited to things that are grown here, like in the Santa Barbara area. So she's rebranding her brand. It's not called American Riviera Orchard anymore. It's now called As Ever.
I don't like it.
And it's
As Ever.
It's called, I think it's cute, but people are hung up on the logo. If you go to JV Morning Show, she's unveiled a new logo and it's like a palm tree and two hummingbirds on the side. Well, apparently she stole that from a small Spanish town that has around 5,000 people. It's not some like major city or anything, but according to the mayor, they are considering whether or not to take legal action against her because they pretty much copied and pasted.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
It's a ripoff.
It's a total ripoff.
Yeah, from the coat of arms just to everything. It's the same.
As Ever.
As Ever.
Like our jam is as tasty as ever. I don't know why everything they do just bugs me.
I think it just feels like they're trying too hard and they're trying to, I don't know.
You don't need a jam brand.
You don't.
You just don't.
Or a jam. TV, like reality TV show or whatever it is they were working on.
Uncut Joms.
Uncut Joms.
American Riviera.
As ever.
What was it? American Riviera what?
Orchard.
American Riviera Orchard's new jam. Check it out. It's palm trees and hummingbirds.
What do you have?
All right, NASA, you know, the space agency, they've apparently taken a break from trying to figure out how the hell they're going to get some humans back to the moon with all this vast amounts of technology that we have now. And they've decided to study naps instead. Researchers at the Fatigue Countermeasures Laboratory at San Jose State University.
I be studied there? I'm always tired.
You should.
I feel like I need to be studied.
They have a lab right here at San Jose State.
Yeah.
They've apparently done an entire study for NASA on napping, and this is what they found, you guys, because they say this is the exact amount of time you should be napping. 26 minutes.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Get out of
here. That's not enough.
No, listen, they've studied, it's NASA. They've studied this extensively, and they wouldn't fake anything. And that's long enough to boost your performance and alertness, but short enough not to make you feel groggy and disoriented after you wake up. A NASA nap, as they are called, again, 26 minutes. They say that's the key because if you fall into deeper sleep, stage 3 REM sleep or whatever that's called, if you get into those deeper stages, then you're going to wake up with what they call sleep inertia, which is that groggy feeling that you get when you wake up. Short daytime naps, as they've studied and previous studies have found, they do improve your cognitive performance for the next several hours as well as physical performance. It benefits athletes as well as students and whoever. 26-minute naps, you
guys.
That's
not even an actual nap. Yeah. That's just laying down with my eyes closed and I'm still thinking about falling asleep and then 26 minutes go by and I got to get up?
Again,
then that doesn't count.
I need the thing and maybe it exists already. It should. If it doesn't, I'm going to invent it. I want a thing that by the second that I fall asleep, so either I'm wearing, you know, one of these fitness wearable things or whatever, I want it to know right when I fall asleep, then wake me up 26 minutes later. Because if I lay down and set my alarm for 26 minutes from now, I'm really getting a 6-minute nap because it's going to take me a while to fall asleep.
I also think it comes down to how well you slept the night before. Because I've been having some bad nights and these are the days where I need at least 3 hours.
They say that is a variable. Some people have a larger sleep deprivation or whatever based on, so you the time can't adjust, but you don't want to go into that deep sleep because that's what messes you up.
I find that
very true. I wake up so groggy if I was to take a long nap.
How many hours are you guys usually getting like at night of sleep?
Hour and a half, tops.
Really?
I don't know. We get up really early for this job. That's what it feels like.
I'm like, the way my daughter's been waking up lately.
And yeah, you're at about hour 45.
I'm at like, less than 3, maybe
3-ish. Oh, my God. Okay,
she was up to like 1:30.
You guys need more sleep.
That's what I'm saying.
7.5 hours of sleep is what I have read is like the perfect
amount. How much do you get? You don't have kids, Jess.
I don't have kids, so I probably get around there, 7. And still doesn't feel like enough.
I feel like all the studies now are pointing to that you really... and pro athletes are finding this when they're recovering from injuries. They want them to sleep like 10, 11, 12 hours. The more sleep, the more sleep, the better.
We don't
get that. But I have been, since I finished building a house, you guys, I have done a few power naps, and I try to set my alarm.
Let's go!
I try to get right around that amount, 20-something
26 minutes. 26 minutes, that's the magic number.
It works.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess is in the bathroom. Oh, she just made it. Oh, just Jess, how was the bathroom?
I was not in there.
Yes, you were. We got hidden cameras in there.
You guys are sick.
There it is.
You're sick.
You have to keep tabs on you so we can never find you.
Wow.
When the show starts and it's like, where's Jess?
Jess, you have a list of things that servers find the most annoying ever at restaurants.
The list couldn't be long enough. Everything. We find everything annoying.
That in a second. First, I just want to remind you that we have your crazy cash, $1,000, on standby.
All right. So, servers are calling us out for being very annoying, which we all can be, right? Mainly couples. Here are some things that they are just done with.
It's sitting on the same side of a booth on this list.
You know, it actually wasn't, because there are other annoying, more annoying things. That
more annoying than that?
That should be number one. Plus, you're annoying the rest of us at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Sit opposite each other.
So one of them is playing paparazzi. So, you know, taking a bunch of pictures of one another or together. God. How do you guys feel about this?
What is wrong with that?
I know. I have no problem with this because I know I do it.
But I do it.
But the server's trying to take your order and trying to move things on expeditiously.
I don't do it when we're actively ordering. Like if we're waiting for our food or our drinks or whatever, and we're just sitting there. It's the same way other couples might be talking. I want to take some pictures.
Yep.
Put your phone away.
Now, there are times when the server even asks, hey, do you guys want me to take a picture? And I appreciate that because then I don't have to be the one to ask them.
But they don't like doing that. Like, they don't like playing paparazzi?
They don't like having us basically taking pictures, like, while we're sitting with our meal, like, you know, 90%
of the time. I feel like that's not bothering anybody. I feel like they would be more annoyed by having to take the picture of the people at the
table. And then having to retake the picture.
Yeah.
And touching
your nasty phone.
And then retake the picture because you ladies are never satisfied with the first angle. The first angle is never right.
Then
you need to adjust your hair and your chin, and then we'll try it again.
Yeah, because it's obviously the problem of the person taking the photo. They don't know how to.
No, it's not. It's your chin's problem. Aim it in a different direction.
You're body shaming.
I'm not. That's the thing. You ladies nitpick.
Yeah, what do you have against my chin?
That doesn't look good. And then you guys all. If you've ever watched a retake, a group of ladies take a picture and they go, no, I'll do another one. All ladies will change their pose and it starts with
chin up, tuck in your stomach, shoulder back.
See, they all notice something that they don't like. Let's start. I'd be annoyed if I was a server and I was asked to take more than one picture. I'm going to take one. But also, like, what about in a very dimly lit restaurant? How do you feel about the camera flash going or the bright screens or people have to get their flashlight out to see the menu or whatever?
That would annoy
me. I hate it when people do that stuff.
If that's the situation and we're not just talking about like Applebee's here. If it is like a nice, fancy, dimly lit restaurant, don't
put
do
your
that.
Phone away.
Yeah, don't do the flash.
Thank you.
Don't do flashes.
I'm shocked we're all in agreement.
Yeah, another thing servers are calling out saying this is the most annoying thing that couples do at restaurants, feeding each other.
Oh, ugh.
You know what? Yeah. I've done this before.
I think
I'm going to feed you everything that's on your plate, but like, hey, you want to try this?
Here comes the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we've done that. Like, I've done that before.
It.
Yeah. But I'm not like actively like giving them their whole meal.
If my wife and I are going to share each other's food, which we do, I'm cutting a piece and I put it on her plate or vice versa.
Really?
I'm not going fork straight to her face like she's a 3-year-old.
Really? I like when my man feeds me.
Yeah, me too. It's sweet.
Well, your server doesn't because it's on this list.
Yeah, watch. Why are you watching us
hard,
you creep?
What about creep. Expecting special requests for free? Have you guys ever done this before?
No.
No.
Okay.
I need an example, though, because maybe I have.
Let's say you're like, hey, I want an omelet, but can you, instead of adding this, can you please substitute the mushrooms or whatever you put in them?
This is going to be hard to believe. I don't make orders complicated like that.
I don't believe it.
Only at Starbucks?
My husband does that, though. And it is so annoying to be with somebody who does that, because you get like secondhand embarrassment when he just like makes up his own menu items.
I could not do that.
Does it usually work?
I would die of embarrassment.
Yeah, they always accommodate, but like I try to not make people's lives complicated and miserable when it's already hard enough, like the server or the person making it.
Yeah.
But he does that every
every single time.
See, that would be tough for me because I'm like the least picky food person. I don't ever have substitutions or, you know, can you not put this on the thing? I assume that the way that they make it is the way that they want it to be served and had, and I order it that way. I'm like, so that's tough for me because I don't ever say, well, I'll have that, but could you put the sauce on the side?
I don't do stuff like that. Sometimes I will order things like, hey, just like without one ingredient. Like, but yeah, that's the most I'll do.
I have before asked for like a substitute, but I ask it in a very nice way, and I'm not like demanding of it. Because, like, hey, if you can't do it, that's fine, but at least I asked. Worst they can say is no.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, they're not going to say no because they want that tip.
That's true, because they're being nice.
Watch your mouth, Selena. Okay.
Yeah, they want the tip, and then they're doing something to your food in the back.
That's true. But you know what? I don't see it. It's not happening.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess must be back in the bathroom. Oh, geez, but she was just going over. Oh, my God. Stop, Graham.
She's in the bathroom. Oh.
She was just going over a list of things that servers find so annoying. Things that we do at restaurants.
JV Show Familia. What's going on? This is Eric from San Jose. So you guys were just talking about secondhand embarrassment for dining in. So from servers. What I hate the most, and I'm not a server, I used to be a server, but what I hate the most when I'm dining in with family is when they've been this whole time on their phones, when the server comes, like, they don't know what to order because they're too busy being on their phone. And I'm like, oh, my God, now we have to wait for them to, like, take something to the menu with the waiters right there.
Oh, my God, that would.
You know the cadence of when you get into a restaurant, sit down, they're going to give you a second to look over the menu. Use that time to look over the menu so you have some semblance of a clue of what you might want to order when they come around to take your order, because you can't act impatient if you send them away and then they don't come back right away.
I know.
When you are ready. They've already come by and you weren't ready. I'm annoyed just thinking about it.
I'm the mom that's always like, everybody know what you want.
Thank you.
We're ordering drinks at the same time, too. When they order the drinks first, they take your order for the drinks first and then come back for the food. Like, that wastes too much time. We're ordering everything at once.
Oh, yeah. My kids need a grilled cheese immediately ASAP. Or they're going to start yelling.
I know. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.